ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So if you're watching us online, thank you for watching. Pastor, thank you for joining us. Praise God. Yeah, praise God. So, still on our series, wrapping up the faith series today. Next week. So next week, we'll look at the subject of how to develop the human spirit. But today I continue on the series of the power of words. Praise God. We've learned that faith is voice activated. Am I right? I said faith is voice activated. You have to talk to me. Faith is voice activated. No matter how beautiful those plans are, if you don't say it, Mark 11, we've read that scripture from January to date. In fact, you should know that scripture without opening it. Mark 5, you should know it. Amen? Those are the scriptures that should stay with you. Praise God. And we're talking about the power of words. We cannot, so, I'm going to, psychologically, even when they call it positive affirmation. Yeah. When you speak those words, when, so you hear, I don't want negative vibes around me. How many of you hear that word on social media? That's what I'm saying, that I don't want toxic things around me. I just want to hear the right word. I want to hear positive things. You know, so during NSAX, when the whole Wahala people were fighting, and some people were looking at too many pictures. See, the way, if it works for you that you don't have the capacity to look at those things, don't look at it. Those things have a way of dampening your spirit. Praise God. So, words are seed. And we said words are not just voice. Words are not just sound. They are spirit. We've learned that. Praise God. Even the universe was created by words. So, it tells us how important, how powerful the word is. So, I said, one of the most disciplined way we can live our life is to learn how to use our word in ways it can benefit us. And I tell you this for free. It has to do with a lot of discipline. I mean, serious one. Especially if you live in Nigeria. Most especially if you live in Lagos. And most especially if you live in some part of Lagos. Amen? Amen? When you wake up, you just hear people cursing themselves. I mean, praise God, don't form. You know what I'm talking about. So, I grew up in that kind of environment. So I vowed that when I start walking and I'm living, I was not going to stay where there is tenant. It doesn't matter if it's... So, you know, how many of you know this room and parlor and stuff? So you are just sleeping and somebody is just waking up 5 o'clock cursing. And you wonder, the same people stay in that house for 20, 30 years. Do you get what I'm saying? Man is a product of his environment. You are. You can't change it. So it takes the Spirit of God. See, what I will share with you tonight is discipline. And I'm going to share practical. So when I try to teach God's word, I try to, if I've gone through it. So I told you I grew up in that kind of environment. And I knew one of the best ways for me to leave that environment was to go to school. Praise God. So you know those environments that if you finish secondary school, they say you don't fail out, you pass out. Pastor Ake is looking at me. She can't even connect. Don't worry, you cannot connect. Praise God. My pastor can't connect at all. How many of you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. Rafo. Uh-huh. Praise God. Uh-huh. So you pass out. So people just sit down. And I came in contact with the gospel when I was in SS2. And that was a turning point in my life. The word of God has a transformative power. And everything about me changed. It affected my dressing. It affected my association. I could not play street football anymore. They would call me. I said, you know, I don't just belong here. It was hard. And it's discipline. So, when I wake up, I take my bath, I go out. Then my friend Pastor Nee stays in K2. I will stay there till evening. I was missing those area football and all of that. And I wrote jam and I passed. I'm true life story. This is me. One thing that God will do is first, if God wants to change your life, is to change your association. I'm telling you the truth. I found out that those people I grew up with, the future I saw, I can't see them in that future. So the best thing, never be apologetic when a friend leaves you. You don't owe that person an explanation. Friendship is by choice, not by force. I'm going somewhere, please. Just follow me. See, never be sentimental about your destiny. If you don't gain anything tonight, as a matter of fact, in this work, you have to be selfish with your destiny. He said, love your neighbor as yourself, not more than yourself. Am I speaking to somebody tonight? You know why? I wanted to cut off because the language, the slangs, everything were affecting me. See, if a child grows up in an environment that success has been painted to that child, the child will grow up to be successful because that is what the child grew up to know. Are you with me? So never blame a parent that confined their child. Don't blame them. You have to be in their shoes to know why they confined that child. So, very negative environment. Negative. So, one of the negative vibes is they don't believe people can pass WAEC in one sitting because people come out and they are still looking for either maths or English. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. God bless. Thank you very much. Pastor Yake can never understand. Do you understand? Number one, because the foundation was already faulty. You get what I'm saying? You know how you went to SS1, the struggle to push you to SS. And it's West African Examination Council. It is not JSCME or Odogbo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And across level, the exam just sieves everybody. They said they gave me F9. They didn't give you F9. You had F9. You scored F9. Thank you very much. So immediately I came in contact with this. I was just sharing this with Pastor Ake last 2 weeks. I read Ababio chemistry back to back. I read PNOKK back to back. There is this small calculation in modern chemistry. General mass 1, 2, 3. Dissolve all the exercise. You know why? Because by the virtue of what we're teaching tonight, I understood. It is not about saying it. You have to, there is an action part to it. And I wrote WAEC once. I was actually a champion. You know what it feels like when they come to tell you your result? You are not the one that went to look at it. And when we wrote WAEC, they will paste the result. And I can proudly tell you I wrote jam once. Yeah, proudly. Glory to God. I was seated, they came to tell me my name came out. Praise God. Sorry if you wrote jam twice or three times. I'm sorry. I don't know what it feels like. I wrote it once. Praise God. Praise God. I have said all of these things to say this, that we are a product of our environment. But somebody in this service can change that story. Somebody in this service can change that story. The fact you came out of that environment by applying God's word, I tell you, see, psychology cannot do it. Therapy cannot do it. It can only happen by the word of God. It's a transforming agent. And one of the key factors is you speak it. Now, this is what, when you speak the word of God, it affects every part of your life. Now, when you can start and you begin to validate those things, yeah, it's a teaching period. When you begin to speak it, it affects you that you become conscious of those words. And that was what happened to me. I became conscious. I remember I was saying that, so I give this. I was confessed, I read this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And in that book, the third paragraph said, whatever the mind of a man can conceive, he can achieve it. That statement changed my life. And this was the translation. So when I sleep, I'll wake up and say, I cannot be poor. So at a point, my mother thought I had a mental issue. Because I was sleeping on the floor, I said, I cannot be poor. So they called their pastor to come and pray for me. I knew I didn't have problem. I knew they had problem. I was not the one that had problem. I was fighting an internal battle, and that is what it does. Each time you wage a warfare, it's always an internal battle. There is a struggle between your spirit man and the flesh. I didn't have a mental problem. I have meditated on that word that it consumes me. I just say it. And you have to get to that point as a believer that the word of God in your heart, you begin to say it. He jumps from your heart to your mouth. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know what? Why did I say this? Your word has power. Your word has a creative ability. Your word can change things. Glory to God. Let's look at Genesis 1. This place struck me. 1:3. Genesis 1:3. It said, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. There are Genesis 1:3-5. And God saw that the light was good. No, let's read our New King James Version, please, so that I don't confuse us. I just feel we need to teach tonight. Said, and God, New King James, please. Verse 4. Thank you. And God saw that God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. 5. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were what? The first day. There are two verbal actions in these two verses. The first one is found in verse 3. It said, and God said, verse 3, can you go there? Then God said. Tell somebody, then God said. So the word said there in the original translation means to think, to mention, and to command. The word said there means to think, to mention, and to command. The word said there means to think, to mention, and to command. God said, let there be light. That's a creative word. Let there be light. That's a creative word. So, there are two things that happen in that verse 3-5. One, there was a creative word. So, each time you speak, your word should be creative. Verse 5, it said, okay, and God called the light day. The word called there in verse 5, in the original translation, means to proclaim, to name, and to appoint. To proclaim, to name, and to appoint. That word in verse 5, God called. The original text means to proclaim, to name, and to appoint. And that's God. So there were two things God demonstrated in this verse 3-5. God used a creative word and descriptive word. a creative word and a descriptive word. Those were the two words God used. So that's the pattern of God. When he says this, he creates and he describes it. We're going to see as we move further. So as believers, when we speak, our words are creative. When we speak, they should describe what we want. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Descriptive. So the evening. If he has done it other way around, if it has said the light, if God has called the night, evening, and the other way around, it's what you will know because it's descriptive. So that is the pattern of God. And that is how God uses words. And the scripture says, ye are God. So as God, your word must be what? Creative and must be descriptive. It doesn't matter where you are. You learn to speak that word. Glory to God. God speaks with a clear purpose to create and to describe. That is the agenda of God. How are we supposed to use words? Genesis 2. Let's take it from 19 and 20. So now you will see that something changed from Genesis 1, and there was also a change in Genesis. So 19 and 20, thank you very much. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was his name. Did you see? And God... So Adam gave... No, I said 19 and 20. So Adam gave name to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was none found a helpmate compared to me. Let's go back to 19. So we'll take out something there. After everything. So if you remember, in Genesis chapter 1, when God created, he was naming. Night, day, firmament, he named. But when he got to chapter 2, he paraded and he allowed Adam to name. Have you ever thought about that? It tells you something. God never finished creation. He didn't finish creation. He left it to you and I. God did not finish. So somebody's, it's not heresy. Did God create this pulpit? So how did this pulpit come to existence? We created them. The riches of God's glory, you can't exhaust it. He never finished creation. So God was saying, you have the capacity. Now, this will interest you to know that he was naming them as they were passed. So you have the ability to name any situation and circumstances that comes your way. You might not be able to determine what comes your way. Problem are in sizes. Praise God. If you are peaceful, problem will come. If you are troublesome, problem will come. Amen. Problem are, see, the way this life is designed, problem, they balance up the equations of life. Tough time, hard time. Some is financial, some is medical. You understand what I'm saying? Some is marital. But whichever category you belong to, if you apply this principle, it will align to what God wants you to be. So, the problem comes, but you have the ability to name that problem, and whatever you name that problem is what that problem becomes. If something happens to you, say, this will finish me, it will finish you. Yeah, because that's what you've decided to name. Are you with me this evening? It is what you decide. See, you might not know how a problem comes, but you can determine the outcome of that problem. And that is solution. God brings things our way. God creates and names everything in life. you have to see things. When you see them, you have to, that comes your way. And because you did not trade them, you have the ability to speak what you want about them. God was waiting to see what Adam was going to name them. So each time you come, life comes fighting. You know what? God is watching what your disposition will be. You know why? It is not because that problem came is going to give you victory. You had the victory before that problem came. But God is saying, he wants to see, are you using the tools that are available to you? Are you? You know, after fasting, the devil wanted to tempt Jesus. Because Jesus understood from a position of victory. Easily, somebody will fall bait of that. But because he understood, so as believers, number one, your understanding must be from a position of victory. He said, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. So always, always, it's not optional, it's at every time. Head or tail, I win. Whichever way it swings, I'm a winner. I've not lost anything. I've not lost control of anything. I'm in charge. God did not finish creation. He left it to you. So, you must name things that God brings your way. Whatever he called them, that was their name. It's so awesome power that God gave to us. See, you know, when you see a prince that doesn't understand he's a prince, you will know. But when you see a prince that understands that he's a prince, you will know. How do you know? By the way they talk. Do you know a prince speaks in the capacity of his father? Because he's heir to the throne. The same power that that throne carries was backing what he says. It's not humility. No. It's just he understands his right. From the this is simple. And somebody else can be a prince and be a coward. I know you've watched Abatio. There is one scene there that can never leave me. When the guy said the lecturer should get out, he was speaking from a position of information strong. For me, that was the height of everything. So, Pastor Ake, don't worry, you don't watch it. When I watch that place, do you know that an average believer will cave in at that point? Apparently, the guy was already caving in. He was shivering. But immediately, he just snapped. He said, and he told him, he said, have you ever been to the third dimension? The guy's caught. Third dimension was the heavens. And somebody saying, have you ever been there? Have you ever called down fire? On the first rank of this, the guy just, he said, stand up. Do you know that that is your position as a believer?
Yes.
That's your position. The devil harass you, you are crying. See, after you finish crying, wipe your, you see, you'll come back to that problem. But because if you are armed with information, you know that you don't speak from crying. You speak from a position of authority. No. This soon shall pass. I have control of this. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Apostle Paul said, after he went through a lot of say, henceforth, let no man trouble me. I have the scars. There are evidence. Yet no man. I carry this. It's a crest. And he said, he has tattooed me in the palm of his hand. So some of you want to travel. You can read Psalm 91. Mm-mm. Psalm 91 lives inside you. Not all that Google down. Is here. It is not when it happened. So, if you are watching me and you are calling prophet, may God forgive you. Yes, may God forgive you. You are the prophet over your life. You are. You are. How can somebody look at you and tell you when you will die? Does the person live in eternity? You know, the way this thing works is, you don't even think, when you begin to walk in that realm, when you begin to listen to such people, do you know what happens to you? They help you to suspend your thinking. When some people do some certain things, you wonder if they ever went to school. So, I had a friend. I went to visit her. I was sitting down. I wish she had not just involved me. And it was about to rain. And she ran inside. So she received a call. Okay. She now came to me. Ah, binga, 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 binga. I said, okay. I said, let's go outside. I said, to do what? Me that I'm enjoying the AC. I was just lying down. Said that at Ujuanu is the rain of favor. I said, wrong person. I said, who called you? Said my mom. I said, that's good. I said, I don't need that ring. Me, I'm favor personified. Ah! I looked at her. See, this person has first degree, has PhD. Ignorant has nothing to do with your qualification. That's why somebody can be a professor and behave stupidly. Yeah. Can we shake this table further? See. Let's continue. Let's take Romans 4:16 and 17. I just need to help somebody shape their mind tonight. So, how do you know that one prayer is hot and one prayer is cold? Let me shake it further. How do you know that one prayer is hot and one prayer is cold? Because I know all of you and I know I see your timeline. I told them in TCB, you block me, I seize your phone. So, where did you get that from? So, I was raised by a praying mother. Thank God for her. I appreciate the effort, but if you are close to me, you know my mother and I, we usually have issues. And that issue will not be resolved until we see Jesus. Because we differ. What I believe. Yeah, she raised me, but a lot of those things, I'm like, what do you call it? So, now I tell you practical. I had two incidents. And she usually dragged those pastors because she knew I would not go. So the pastors would come to the house. So the pastor now started praying. So when you are praying that prayer, I don't close my eyes. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. And the pastor went like that. Now, I was in part 4, going to part 5. He said that I have a first class. I said, I can't have a first class. I said, if I have 5 dots, I cannot have first class. My mother covered my mouth. They don't talk like that in front of the pastor. I said, the man is saying error now. The man looked at me because what he was saying was not right. I even had 5 dots in my final year, first semester and second. I didn't have first class. Something that we have God is a God of order. Except you want to burn Senate building and carry where the data is. And that is not God. Are you with me? And I just said, Pastor, that is not correct. I said, I can't have a first class. I said, that's not confession. Now, this is it. See, confession is not because somebody had feeling and spoke something to you. No, it must be rooted in God's word. There is no basis for it. So the next time I saw him, I greeted him. Pastor, yeah. Are you with me this evening? I just need to help somebody's mind. Stop all those calls. Face the scripture. It will help you. Stay on God's word. See, let me tell you something. Those people, it's psychology they are using for you. How? Yes, don't let us lose. Let's come back. Praise God. Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not only those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. The father of faith. 17, where I'm going. As it is written, I have made you. Tell somebody, I have made you. My point of emphasis tonight. If God has made you, then no man can stop you. I have made you a father of many nations. So let me expatiate more on this. Most times when you confess the word of God, it is not your present reality. In fact, as a matter of fact, your present reality is far away from it. How many of you know that? So, 17 says, in the presence of him who he believed, that is God, who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as what? So the way God works is that God works from the answer back to the equation. So if God says, Minister Kenny, I will make you a president, everything around you will not even speak about that. We have that in example. Gideon. God said, somebody is a coward. You say he's a mighty man of valor. How? Do you see? But the truth is, he was actually a mighty man of valor. But his present state was he was a coward. Abraham never had a child. God saw his end. That was like, I have made you. God saw it. I have made you. God said, he's the father of many nations. His present position does not look like it. Most of the time, your present position and what God is saying about you will always contradict. It will always contradict. It will always contradict. That's why it's God. You know what? There is a working of God in you. The power of our word must be rooted in the power of God's word. What God has made you, this formed the basis of what you say. Now, Abraham was able to maintain his confession because of this line, I have made you. So the word of God is a sure banker. It's sure. So when God gives you that word, it is what God spoke, what God told you you speak, not your present reality. Now, most of the time, your present reality will always be against what God told you. God has told you you're going to run a multinational company, yet you don't have a job. It doesn't look like it. Now, you don't speak like somebody that doesn't have a job. You speak like somebody. You know what? He has declared the end from the beginning. That is our reality. The end is our reality. Glory to God. Jesus, for the glory that was set before him. The end is all. So, one advantage we have as believers that we always know the outcome of events. Yes. Glory to God. It's not heresy, you know. If you have the Spirit of God, you know. Can I say this? I don't know who the person is. You might be having issue in your marriage now. Don't speak about the deficiency of that party. Speak about what you want to see in that person. See, when couples begin to have issues, one thing the devil does is begin to see the negative part of that person. I submit to you, that is the beginning of divorce. The divorce didn't happen when it happened. It has happened. So what you do with God's word, you begin to redirect that word. Glory to God. The same thing in your finances. You might have a negative back, you know. But you speak abundance and prosperity. The more you speak it, the more it begins to dawn on you, the more the realities. See, the more negative word we speak, Proverbs 18:20. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lip he shall be filled. 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, prison, disaster, they are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, what? The beauty about this speaking is that you are the one that will reap it. The beauty about this speaking, staying consistently with God's word, is that you are the first beneficiary. And those who love it will do what? Eat its fruit. You have a child that is troublesome. Stop speaking negative word about that child. Growing up, we had a lot of people like that in our environment. They didn't end up well. In fact, as you are saying it, the community is helping you to say more. How many of you know people like that? We are a product of what we say. Oh, the child might be last in the class today. My dad might be having F. But in your mind, that child is an A student. Now, you begin to put things in place. That is action. And you begin to speak for this evil, and you move that child. So when some people say, so a child carries last, when your child carries first, know that there is a parent that the child carried last. Glory to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we are, it's the way we are, when you are wired to speak the right thing, it creates a positive environment around you. Please, if you're a parent here, stop speaking negative words. They will always be children. They're going to hurt you. They're going to... Please, learn to speak positively. You're framing their world. You're framing their future. See, when a child... There's this word that Yoruba has bastardized. Olodorabata. And a lot of them struggle. I pray for understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. See, you can configure your life to that point whereby you don't speak negative words. You don't speak negative words. You know why? You are an oracle. You are a voice of the Most High. You don't speak it. You don't speak it. You are a lady here. Your husband offend you. May God give you wisdom tonight. Yeah, I pray for his wisdom. See, confession has a way to alter things. Word. The right word. The right word creates the right environment. Yeah, I know that person is hurting you right now. I know that person has offended you. But it's not enough reason. And it's so funny that when things like this happen, people throw caution to the wind. Especially believers. Okay. Let's take church out of this. Me, I cannot take God out of my life. Amy, me this. Without God, I'm nothing. Without God, I'm nothing. Without God, I'm nothing. Death and life are in the power of tongue. There are things that God has finished about you. See, I have a mentor. When he said that in several years ago, I didn't like it. And he's like, "Binga, how are you?" I said, "I'm fine." He said, "Do you know God is not aware that you are suffering." He said, "Because in God's provision, you are a multi-billionaire." He said, when God look at you, understand what I'm saying? The first day he told me that, he said, "See, the way God works is that he has made you. So you decide to be here." And that day he told me. He's somebody that when he tells me something, I won't be able to sleep. Because those words are heavy. And he said, "God is not responsible for your mistakes." He said, "Some of us, our mistakes brought us to where we are." So in God's plan, maybe presently you have a conglomerate. Because according to he has made you, he has. He's not trying to, he has. Praise God. The end from the beginning. He's not trying to. He has finished the work. He told Jeremiah, "Before you were formed in your mother's womb, before your father ever met your mother, God knew." There is a foreknowing of God about your destiny. So if there is a foreknowing of God about your destiny, he has orchestrated it. May God give us understanding. May God give us wisdom. See. Let me go. I wanted to shake one table, but it's okay. So, see. Everything you need that pertains to this life, God has provided it. So, you are to speak it. Open your eyes. Ask God for wisdom. Amen. Some of us, we are in a relationship, we are in a business that we don't have business being staying there because we are not conscious of it. See, some relationship will take you backward. Yes, you heard me right. Some relationship is better you never enter them. It's like they will, you know, when they pause people, when you pause film. Just be still. You find out you are not moving forward. You are not even moving backward. You are just on one spot. Do you know some people have been like that for years? That's God did not create you to be stagnant. God is a progressive God. The path of the righteous is like a shining. It shines more and more. More and more. More and more. As I move, I make progress. That's God's designs for me. That's his design. As I move, I make progress. So when you're fighting difficulties, few things I want us to speak. So I find out that people lose control when there are problems. There's not, if I come here now and say I'm celebrating birthday, I give all of us food. The atmosphere will be lighted up, you know. But when people are going through difficult time, that is when they speak negative words. Ah, this problem. You know, some people, they even have this is my sickness. Why are you laughing? Don't you say it's my sickness? It's not your sickness. He took it. How can it be your sickness? You have even personalized it. Ah. Oh. See, if everything is not working for everybody, if it is your turn, it will work. You know why? You are different. You are different. Favor encompasses you like a shield. You are different. Do you know all what I'm saying is a mindset from God's word? Some people, they are saying in their mind, Shebu, she easy, no? Yes, it's easy. All you have to do is just change your mindset. Change your mindset. And things will align for you. Just change your mindset. When you think fear, everything you will see is fear. When you think victory, everything you see will be victorious. When you think fear, what dream do you expect to dream? Out of the abundance of the heart. I usually tell people, I bear Joseph, but I don't dream. Because when I hit the bed, me, I don't sleep. God has helped me without sleeping. In fact, there is no problem that will take sleep away from me. It has never happened. We will sleep. When we wake up, we continue. Is that okay? Someone will say, I can't sleep out. When people tell me that, I say, really? We will sleep. We will sleep. Praise God. When I lost my wife, I said, I want you to sleep in the same room. For what? I'm asking. The dead, somebody is dead. Who will sleep? Peace. See, go with this tonight. Whatever you don't have the power to change, don't worry your head about it. Rain is falling. You want to go out. Can you stop the rain? Why are you frowning? Do you know, as simple as that, it just disfigures some people's countenance. You are laughing. Whatever you have, don't have control over. Don't stress yourself. So, some couple of years ago, our friend got married in Ibadan. We're in the church when this heavy rain started. Heavy rain. The mother of the wife started crying. I'm not joking. They mystify that rain. And I'm like, no. This is God's blessing. The rain did not stop. The rain did not stop. The canopy at the reception, the rain took the canopy. And if you know me, I'm always the life of the party. I just called Dokwe Anko. Okoyawo, let's get inside the rain and start dancing. Yes? I said, see, you have to create fun out of this thing, though. The lady said, my gown. I said, you want to wear it again? Everybody just started laughing in the church. The pastor said, where did they see this boy? I said, do you want to wear it again? Do you want to have the second marriage? This one. Come. And we're just in the rain, about 20 minutes, the rain stopped. The party just started. We created scene in the bad weather. We just had fun. The girl was already crying. That what? Rain. Whatever you don't have power over, see, eat and sleep. Praise God. What to say when life is fighting you? 1 Samuel 17. I just give us 3. 1 Samuel 17, 42. This was the story of David and Goliath. Verse 45 is my emphasis. 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. When life, when trouble hits you, always say, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. It should be a default setting for you. You know why? It is a position you are taking that this problem will not take you because God is with you. So it's a position you are taking based on God's word. If you read the previous verse, Goliath was like this small boy. He said, he was so full of himself. Yeah, David was a trained slinger. But even with his expertise, look at what he admitted. I'm not coming to you because I'm well trained. Because, you know, he was a professional slinger. He was not depending on that. This, I come to you in the name of the Lord. So when you face situation and circumstances, this should be your position. Praise God. Deuteronomy 20, 1 to 4. When you face situation. Yeah, she's saying she's coming in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Glory to God. Said, for the Lord your God is, tell somebody, for the Lord my God is with me. The Lord my God is with me. The Lord my God is with me. So I'm just running through scripture for you to see people's position during difficult time. This is their position. The Lord my God is with me. Praise God. Numbers 13, 30. For we are well able to overcome it. Tell yourself, I'm well able. I am well able. See, don't cave in before the problem comes. Stand and look the problem in the eye. Say, this shall pass. You know why? In the order, there is a promotion for you. See, what happens to you each time you don't pass that exam is you are going to repeat that class. The way life is designed. That's the way it is designed. So you have to be wired. Wired. Be conscious of what you say. Apostle Paul was one man that understood this. When you read the epistle, you see his affirmation and his belief. So when a viper, he just shook it. When they were the sheep, he said, God has told him. See, there is nothing as sweet as being a believer. I told you, you know the end result of everything. Do you know what it means that you are in an exam or you have the answer or you do? People are sweating, you're just calm. That is the way a believer is. And people say, why are you not troubled? For what? He said, for I know there shall not be any loss of life. But he said, I know there shall not be any. Do you have that confidence in God? Don't cave in when those things come. You look them in the eyes. Someone, you're struggling in your career here. You have to tell that career, I can do this. Yeah. Can we be on our feet? I can do this. He has made him a father of many nations. What end can you see? He has made him a father of many nations. He has made you. He's not trying to make you. He has made you. He has made you. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly place, far above. This is your reality. I'm not struggling anymore. The word of God shapes every situation in my favor. Strength is made available to that person watching us online. You are the verge of giving up. No. Don't pack that bag yet. God is at work. Yes. Don't pack yet. He's turning you around for your good. Yes. We believe, therefore we speak. We are confident of this very one thing, that he who has begun a good work in us will complete and perfect it. He who has begun a good work in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has made me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. From January to date, I want you to go back and listen to those series. That is the basis on which your faith is built upon. In this world, you have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. Glory to God. Be of good cheer. Tell somebody, be of good cheer. Say, I have victory. Glory to God. I have victory. The greater one lives on my inside. Therefore, I cannot be defeated. I live above principalities and power. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,